online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
An antiques dealer has admitted murdering his seven-year-old daughter in southwest London. He's changed his plea on the third day of his trial at the Old Bailey. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Robert Peters waited until his wife had gone out before strangling his daughter with a dressing gown cord in Wimbledon last November. He then called 999 to report what he'd done. The 56-year-old told police Sophia woke up during the attack. All he said to her was that he was sorry. He'd previously denied murder, but admitted manslaughter, claiming he was depressed at the time. Peters will be sentenced on Monday.
KMFM News.
Police say part of a road in Westmorling is likely to remain shut until at least mid-afternoon after someone was hit by a lorry. It happened on the southbound stretch of the A228 Leybourne bypass near the train station just after 8 this morning. The northbound carriageway has reopened. Keep listening to KMFM for travel updates. The parents of terminally ill toddler Alfie Evans will be back in court later as they continue a fight to take him to Italy for treatment. His mum and dad insist they have fresh evidence as to why it should happen. Doctors at Alderhay Hospital in Liverpool say continuing treatment isn't in Alfie's best interest. Sky's Fraser Maud, who's there, says Alfie's parents have been giving updates.
Life support systems were removed almost 36 hours ago now. They said that Alfie was fighting and that he showed significant improvements. They have admitted that at times they've had to administer their own mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in order to keep Alfie breathing.
A child's been taken to hospital and two people have been treated after breathing in smoke following a fire at a flat in Dover. Crews were called to the ground floor building on the High Street after the blaze broke out in a bedroom earlier this morning. It's thought to have started accidentally. Roma have condemned the actions of some of their football fans after clashes with Liverpool supporters before last night's Champions League game. A 53-year-old man is in a critical condition in hospital and two Italian men are being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. KMFM understands plans for a slip road off the A2 in Canterbury are likely to be approved next week. It's going to cost almost £9 million to do the work on the coastbound stretch at Wincheap. A housing developer is footing the bill as part of a deal to build 750 new homes in the area.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
It's thought paperwork could be putting us off having street parties in Kent to celebrate next month's royal wedding. Council bosses have only received 14 applications for road closures to mark Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tying the knot, compared to more than 180 community events for Will's and Kate's wedding in 2011. Govinda Sander is from the Kent Equality Cohesion Council, who organised the biggest street party in Kent back then. He reckons it's still important we get together.
The work that we do as a Kent Equality Cohesion Council, you know, be it St George's Day, Christmas, you know, be it royal weddings, we try to use events like this as an opportunity to bring communities together, you know, and to celebrate, you know, what it means to live in this fantastic country.
The shoppers in Rochester gave us their thoughts on next month's wedding.
If it's on and there's not much else to watch, I might catch a little bit of it, but it's not something that I will be actively pursuing.
People got together and people gathered together in church halls and things like that, and we all sat and watched it together, so I'm hoping something like that will happen again.
I'll definitely like look at the wedding dress and photos and stuff after, but yeah, I'm quite excited to see it.
US media company Comcast has made a £22 billion offer for Sky. It's a move that threatens a deal by 21st Century Fox to take full control of the group. Comcast says its offer is worth £12.50 a share, 16% more than that put forward by Rupert Murdoch's company. Sky says it's no longer recommending the Fox takeover. And WhatsApp is raising its minimum age from 13 to 16 across Europe. It'll ask people to confirm how old they are when new terms are rolled out in the coming weeks.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he'll have no influence on who will succeed him. Former Barcelona boss Luis Enrique is the current favourite to take over. Wenger will step down at the end of the season after 22 years in charge. He says he isn't sure what his next job will be, whether that's in management or elsewhere.
Honestly, I don't know what I will do. Will I take a little rest? I will continue to work, that's for sure. My pride has always been to give my best to where I'm employed until last day of my contract, and at the moment I'm just focused on that.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.